playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Ausmade. It's Matty Gowan, and we have got a slave for words. He has been slaving away with some new stuff out. Joey Paul talking about the brand new one with Wild Heart. We've got him here on Ausmade tonight. Joey, thanks for joining us here, mate. Great to chat to you.
Thanks for the interview, man. Good to chat to you too.
It's good to have some new music out as well, Joey. We've obviously worked with each other, done a few gigs together, and things are absolutely rocking for you into 2021.
Yeah, man. I'm super hyped to have this song finally out. I've been working on it super long now. It's one of those like memes where you're like, you've written the song so long ago, but it takes such a long time to get it recorded and released and that kind of stuff. It's good to finally show people.
Yeah, absolutely. And has it evolved from when you first did write it? Have you had time to kind of tinker with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like after recording it in the studio, like the vocals and the guitar, it just becomes something else altogether, really, once you add like percussion and stuff. And also like something that recently happened with the guitar solo is this guy called Vince Walker from the Bad Dad Orchestra. My producer, Lawrence Maddie, like sent it to him and he added that in, and I think it's really cool.
How good is it to be able to create these networks and these relationships with people? If COVID's done anything, it's kind of opened up those kind of virtual little friendships that we can create now.
Yeah, it's so much easier to like collaborate with people. I know it seems harder, but it's actually become so much easier because all you need is someone to record at their own house and then send you their tracks, you know. And it also gives people like space to be creative. I think we like rush each other sometimes.
Sure. How did Wild Heart come about for you, Joey?
It's kind of a cute story. I was having a picnic date with my girlfriend and she brought along a ukulele.
Cool.
And so she was just playing like these cool chords. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. And then I just started singing to it. It was one of those songs that just come together super quick, like the basics of it. But then I was thinking, I don't know if you know Claire Munnings, do you?
Yeah, I do, yep.
Yeah, so I was thinking of how awesome her voice is and how it would be cool to do a duet with her. I sent her a message on Facebook and she's like, hell yeah, I want to do that.
Awesome.
And then we wrote it together and, yeah.
Did you give a cheeky little co-write to your girlfriend as a bit of a credit?
Not really, because it was just the guitar part. I kind of just stole it, but I probably should, to be honest.
What's the royalty percentage going to be?
A zero. No, I'm joking. Maybe 50%, I don't know. Because technically it wouldn't have come without her.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
That's a bit cheeky, but I don't know.
Very cheeky, mate. And what else is coming up for you throughout 2021, Joey Paul?
Well, I don't have many gigs coming up, unfortunately, because COVID's thrown a real wrench into music scene. And yeah, but I really want to like finish an album. I've been working on all these songs, and I'd love to have at least like a 10-track album out by the end of the year. That's like a dream of mine. Mm. Get this concise 30-40 minute piece of art out for everyone to listen to.
And how many tracks do you reckon you've got in the back catalog?
I've got so many, but it's like choosing which ones. So I've probably got like, I don't know, more than 50 that I'd be happy to put in there, but I want to make it each song be a bit different and not have like songs that sound similar on there.
Sure. Even Ed Sheeran's earlier stuff is a little similar to that as well. Like, what do you think where he first kicked
so
it
much.
Off?
Yeah, and that's when you want like that diversification of like those different styles. And like, I think he did adapt like later on with like some rapping ones in between.
Yes.
And that kind of stuff. I really like Ed Sheeran. I think he's like super inspirational to everyone who loves pop music.
Yeah, great
and
story.
And everyone's like, yeah, totally, like from the very bottom to the top kind of deal.
Yeah, really inspiring. Yeah. Well, we're inspired by your brand new one, Joey Paul. We're going to play it right here on Ausmade. This is Wild Heart. Great to chat to you, mate. Would you like to introduce it for me?
Yeah, so Wild Heart's a love song, and it's kind of like the story of two people going on a first date and falling in love and just imagining a future together.
Awesome,
so
mate.
That's Wild Heart.
We're imagining it right now. Joey Paul, thanks for joining us on Ausmade.
Thanks so much. It was good chatting with you, man.